Mr. Chair, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security, I appreciate the opportunity to address the 2019 BWC Meeting of States Parties. Our center conducts multidisciplinary research and policy analysis across the spectrum of health security, including the deliberate misuse of biological agents, and addresses health security threats at the local, national, and global levels. On Monday, in partnership with the UN Office of Disarmament Affairs, we hosted the second annual Global Forum on Scientific Advances Important to the BWC. The event was attended by BWC delegations, international organizations, and other experts, bringing together scientists and policymakers to inform states parties on emerging SNT capabilities and to build support for the BWC and nonproliferation norms among the scientific community. The center is also hosting and participating in several other side events this week. Yesterday, the center presented on Event 201, an international tabletop exercise focused on engaging the private sector to mitigate the health, economic, social, and political consequences of a severe pandemic. Tomorrow morning, the center will co-host an event with the Inter-Academy Partnership and U.S. National Academy of Sciences, summarizing a series of EU-sponsored regional workshops exploring S&T trends relevant to the BWC. Additionally, the center is providing technical support to the ISU to implement a series of workshops for ASEAN states parties on preparedness to respond to deliberate bioweapons use. And earlier this morning, the center participated on a panel on risk assessment frameworks for emerging S&T capabilities. The center also hosts two international biosecurity dialogues with the U.S. and partners in India and Southeast Asia, convening government officials and other experts to collaborate on complex health security risks, including deliberate biological threats. In October, the Nuclear Threat Initiative, the Economist Intelligence Unit, and the center jointly published the Global Health Security Index, which evaluated health security capacity for 195 countries and provided recommendations to national and international communities and the private sector to establish and maintain prevention and response capacity for health emergencies, including deliberate biological events. The center recently supported ongoing efforts to update WHO preparedness and response guidance for deliberate biological and chemical events. The center was also commissioned by the Global Preparedness Monitoring Board to assess global preparedness for high-impact respiratory pathogen pandemics, which influenced GPMB's recommendations published in their flagship report, A World at Risk. The center calls on civil society broadly to establish and develop an evidence base to support states' parties' efforts to bolster bioweapons nonproliferation policies and norms. We similarly call on states' parties to leverage civil society organizations and learn from globally recognized experts to identify and implement best practices and novel solutions to complex bioweapons and nonproliferation challenges. With the Ninth Review Conference rapidly approaching, we encourage state parties to consider input from NGOs and civil society experts when determining priority topics for debate during the 2022 through 2025 intersessional period. Thank you again, Mr. Chair and delegates, for the opportunity to address the meeting of states parties, and we wish you a very productive meeting.